All right, as promised, we're joined right now by another very good friend of the program, an NFL.com senior columnist, NFL Network on-air talent, a Sports Emmy Award winner, and a very good friend of the program, Jeffrey Chidiha is my guest. Jeff, good morning. Good to have you back. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Jeff?
Good, good. Jeff, great to visit with you. Let me start really quickly with this. You did a piece earlier this month on the Denver Broncos secondary, and the outside perception, Jeff, is that the no-fly zone has been dismantled. What did you make of what you saw from that group when you spent time there?
Big chip on the shoulder there, Jim. Bradley Roby, Chris Harris Jr. have every intention of carrying on the strong tradition of the no-fly zone. It's going to be interesting because Aqib Talib was such a big part of that. Obviously traded to the Rams back in March, but they've been trying to get Roby ready to play for the last 4 years. He's been the third corner. He's got experience. He's got size. He's got playmaking ability. The big question is that pass rush going to be as dominant as it's been for the last 5 years? They love Von Miller. They love Bradley Chubb. They're asking a lot of guys like Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett to step in and be playmakers as well. So I have a feeling that if they get that pass rush going, Chris Harris and Bradley Roby will be just fine on the back end.
Jeff Chidiha, my guest. One more thought about that. Talib, who you mentioned, made the point that the team got rid of the most fiery players in that secondary. Now, is that just a former player taking a shot, or is there something to that? Did they lose some of their edge?
You know, I would say that certainly Aqib Talib brings a lot of edge to it and brings a lot of dog to it, but I wouldn't say that was the biggest reason they had a good defense or a great defense for the last 3-4 years there. Von Miller has been one of the best defensive players in the league, one of the best overall players in the league during that time. And he is, to me, the biggest part of this. As long as he's able to rush the passer and do what he's done, guys like Bradley Chubb, Bradley Roby, Darren Stewart, Chris Harris, those guys can all play at a high level. And so I understand where he's coming from. Certainly the swagger isn't what it was when they won a championship 3 years ago, but they still have good players in Denver.
Jeff Chidiha, my guest. All right, so for a number of years, Denver has been loaded on defense, but now there are questions about their offense and more specifically, of course, their quarterback. Do you feel like Case Keenum is the guy to answer those questions?
I think he is the guy to answer those questions because they know what he is. And that's a big part of me, big thing for me in evaluating quarterbacks as teams look at who they want to have lead their teams. I think he played with Gary Kubiak, who's in the front office there. Vance Joseph was in Houston when he was with the Texans. They understand his limitations. They saw what he could be when he was with the Vikings last year. He elevated his game. And look, when you watch that team practice, it looked like a basketball team. You look at Demaryius Thomas and Cortland Sutton and Deshaun Hamilton, this rookie they brought in from Penn State, Emmanuel Sanders. They got a lot of guys, Jake Butt at tight end. They have a lot of guys to make plays for him. And Case Keenum has proven this past year that he's very good at making plays when he has good playmakers on the football team.
Jeff Chidiha joins us once again. All right, so you also spent some time this summer with Patrick Mahomes. What were your impressions of him after being around him for a little while?
I love him. And if you spend some time in Kansas City or just Google the Chiefs and see some of the coverage, you can see he's already a rock star in that town. And for good reason. It's not just the physical talent. You saw the play. I'm sure everybody saw the play from this weekend where he threw the ball 70 yards in the air for a touchdown. But he's got a lot of moxie to him, a lot of maturity. Spending that year last season, watching Alex Smith from the sidelines has helped him grow. So a lot of confidence, a lot of awareness of what he needs to be, and a lot of talent around him. You're talking about Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, Sammy Watkins. He should have a pretty big year in his first year as a starter.
Jeff, to your point, I mean, there's arm strength, and then there's what he did this weekend, 70 yards in the air. What do you think when you see a pass like that?
Well, to me, I told some people it was like, it's like when you watch a dunk contest in the NBA, you see a guy do an amazing thing that he would never do in a game. It just blows your mind, the level of athletic ability. Just watching it live, which I did, it was just, it just seemed like he just put that out there. It wasn't like he just, you know, put everything into it. He probably could have thrown it 80 yards if he had to, but they've been talking about this for a long time in Kansas City about what this guy can do with his arm. And even though it came against third-string DBs, who will probably be, you know, working at FedEx next week, he did a pretty good job of getting that ball there.
We're covering some ground with Jeff Chidiha. All right, so we talked about the Broncos and the Chiefs. We have not yet made it to the Raiders under John Gruden and the Chargers in year two of Anthony Lynn. When you take a step back and you look at the AFC West, what kind of thoughts do you have? Do you have a clear-cut favorite in your mind?
Well, for me, it's the Chargers, and I always want to say San Diego, so I'm getting used to saying L.A. Chargers, but they're the most complete team to me. And you look at what they have defensively, even though they lost Jason Verrett to another injury. He wasn't playing last year when they really got good on the back end, having Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, really strong secondary, bringing in Derwin James from Florida State as a rookie, who I think will be the next Cam Chancellor. I like that side. And then people underestimate Phillip Rivers. They want to knock him for throwing picks and doing all this stuff the last few years, but he's got weapons around him with you look at Keenan Allen coming back after a Pro Bowl year, and if Mike Williams can elevate his game, he's got some big receivers. They lost Hunter Henry at tight end, but I still like what they have on both sides of the football there.
You know, Jeff, you had actually a very busy summer so far. You spent some time this month with Vikings running back Dalvin Cook. Now, he was on pace for a monster season last year before he injured his ACL. How hard was it for him to watch the Vikings have the season they had without him?
Oh, it was tough for him, and he'll tell you that. Even when he got hurt, he was in denial about it because he thought having an ACL tear was a really freakish injury, your knee exploding and all types of, I guess he assumed he'd have bone fragments lying on the ground when it happened. But, you know, it ended up being something that was a lot more simple. He made a cut, got hurt, and he was out for the rest of the year. But when you look at the way he was playing, he was on pace to be the most dominant rookie runner of that campaign. You know, we'll talk about Alvin Kamara and Kareem Hunt. Dalvin Cook, if he continued his pace, he would have had about 1,400 yards rushing. So they've been able to move him around in training camp. They expect to split him out wide, give him the ball in space, obviously hand the ball to him. He could be a guy who could be the next Todd Gurley, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell type back.
I mean, that's huge praise. So if he's that guy, if he's got that kind of upside, how do you think that Vikings offense looks with the return of Cook and the arrival of Kirk Cousins?
They look pretty scary. And just being there at their facility, which is a beautiful new facility they built over there this past year with for training camp, you look at that team on offense and defense, and you see playmakers up and down the field. You see first-round picks. You see Pro Bowlers. And Cousins, he's the right guy for that team. I mentioned Case Keenum earlier about what he did. You saw some throws that Cousins made earlier in the preseason, putting the ball on the money in tight spots. Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen. Dalvin Cook, Kyle Rudolph. The offensive line has had some issues. They've been banged up. They've already lost one starter. They had three guys down when I was there. As long as they can keep that unit healthy, they might be the best team in football.
NFL.com senior columnist and NFL Network on-air talent and a Sports Emmy Award winner, Jeff Chidiha, my guest. Jeff, great to have you back. Really nice job, Jeff. Great talking to you.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Take care.
Have a great day, Jeff. Thanks. Appreciate you.